This is a Hat Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, listener, and welcome to London Pub Reviews, now in its seconde season. Listen to every episode, because otherwise you might miss the best one. Which episode is the best? Listen to them all, you blooming cheat. This week I visited the Princess Louise, 208 High Holborn, WC1V7EP, nearest Tube Holborn. The Princess Louise is reputed to house the finest Victorian pub interior in London. And in my opinion, its gents' toilets alone contain more craftsmanship and character than any chain pub I could mention. Built in 1872 and immaculately refurbished in Gin Palace style in 1891, its exquisite features have thankfully been preserved for anyone who walks in off the street and buys a drink. I dropped by on a Saturday afternoon. A small round table held my pint of ale, and my leather upholstered bench seat was the colour of spooned baby food.
Yummy.
Behind me was a stretched entranceway to the street, and etched windows to my left offered a slightly distorted view of a boring lesser world outside. It was from my comfortably couched vantage point that I absorbed the ornate wooden plasterwork, the decorated tiles, the intricately designed gilt mirrors, and the ornately patterned red and gold ceiling. A pub truly made for a princess, and also an older man I observed who broke wind on a bar stool and looked around and smiled to himself.
Oh dear.
I was admiring the breathtaking Victorian splendour when I noticed a gambling machine alongside the opposite wall. It resembled some sort of newfangled techno music box, and its lurid flashing lights quite simply made a fool of the pristine Grade 2 listed surroundings. Shaking my head vigorously, I then observed a second gambling machine to my right, its crass circus lights flashing like an obscene man near a seesaw in a small residential park. This was an outrage. Some scruffy young tearaways had clearly been defiling the premises, and the bar staff in their smart white shirts and black trousers had somehow overlooked the vandalism. I thought about mentioning it to them, but they looked pretty busy keeping the customers very happy, so I decided to deal with the matter myself. I was wearing clean clothes and undergarments when I unplugged the gambling machine near the right wall, instantly killing its bright and flashing display. Shuffling it from side to side, I slowly began moving it across the floorboards, towards the door, where I negotiated some rough brown carpet and small mosaic tiles until I had it outside on the rough concrete pavement. When I started moving the other machine, one of the bartenders looked at me quizzically, but I just pointed at the machine and raised my eyebrows as if to say, "Those crazy kids!" Winking, I continued shuffling it out the door. Soon a handful of bar staff had joined me outside with their hands on their hips, watching as the second gambling machine joined the other one on the footpath. When I saw their concerned expressions, it suddenly dawned on me that they were assuming I'd put the machines in the bar in the first place. Determined to set the record straight and to show my absolute contempt for these appalling monstrosities, I proceeded to push the first gambling machine firmly out onto the road. No sooner had it landed on its painted glass face with a smash than a swiftly moving bus happened by, making short work of the stupid plastic glass box. Gold coins ran freely down High Holborn, but not tempted by their bright enticing glare, I instead turned my attention towards the second machine before being pinned to the ground and restrained. The Saturday afternoon crowd looked on hesitantly, and I didn't manage to finish off my pint of very fine ale, which will clearly be somewhat tepid by the time you read this. London Pub Reviews was written and created by Paul Ewan and performed by Tim Key. The producer was Nick Coop, the executive producer was Claire Broughton, editing and sound design was by Andy Goddard, and it was a Hattrick production.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I chose Stick of the Dump by Clive King.
I've chosen Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
I have chosen the book When Hitler Stole Pink Rabbit.
I have chosen My Friend Flicker.
Danny, Champion of the World.
The Seven Crystal Balls.
The Iron Man.
Claudine at St. Clair's.
The Guinness Book of Records.
I chose Ballyshoes.
And then I came across in the school library a copy of Treasure Island. I was terrified.
I'm Janet Ellis, and each week I invite a guest to come and chat with me about their favourite childhood book. They often bring along their own battered copy.
It's not at all as I remember it.
This is a celebration of reading.
I ended up reading it to my mum at home every night.
Because who doesn't still secretly check under the bed for monsters?
I knew that it was true.
Harbour secret desires to run off to the circus.
Riding like the wind into the purple hills. It really captured my imagination.
Twice Upon a Time. Follow us on Instagram at Twice Upon Pod for updates and guest news.
I want to read this book again and again and again and again and again.
Twice Upon a Time is a Hattrick podcast.